Seventh and last classification, according to the plane on which the karma matures. And this is very important. This is closely connected with the whole question of rebirth. In the Buddhist world picture, the universe is conceived in terms of space, time, and also what we may call depth or spiritual dimension. Space-time represents the objective, represents the material aspect of conditioned existence, whereas the spiritual dimension equals the mental spiritual, equals the subjective aspect of conditioned existence. The two words that we usually use for these two aspects are the aspect of plane or sphere or world, and that, on the other hand, of state or experience, if you like. And in the microcosm of the individual human being, these appear as body and mind. Body, we may say, is the human entity in terms of space and time, and mind is the same human entity in terms of what we may call depth or spiritual dimension or plane. All this, we may say, is made clear, or is illustrated, by the Tibetan Book of the Dead. The Tibetan Book of the Dead, among other things, tries to answer the question, what happens when we die? And it describes how the senses gradually fail. You no longer hear, you no longer see, smell, taste, touch, and eventually consciousness detaches itself from the body. The body loses its heat. Then even the subtle psychic link which exists between the body and its non-material aspects is snapped. And then one is really and truly dead. And then, according to the teaching of the Tibetan Book of the Dead, or according to general Buddhist teaching, which is here exemplified in great detail by the Tibetan Book of the Dead, after death, in that instant, that first instant, after one is completely dead, one finds oneself, for what is usually a terrifying instant, face to face with reality itself. It's as though the body, as though the senses, as though the lower mind were sort of sheltering us from reality all the time, shutting it up, filtering it, so that we had very, very little of it at a time. But after death, with the body no longer there, with the lower mind no longer there, at least suspended, it's as though reality dawned, or at least flashed upon us, just for one dreadful instant. But one says dreadful because most people cannot bear it. They shrink from it. They're not accustomed to reality. As T.S. Eliot says in a line which I often quote, humankind cannot bear very much reality. Humankind shrinks from reality. So after death, when human beings, when the human consciousness finds itself face to face with reality, this can be a terrifying experience, and the mind shrinks away from it, tries to flee from it, runs away from it, as it were. It retreats to lower and ever lower levels, until at last it finds itself on the level where it feels at home. And on that level, it grasps a body, and in that body it is then, as we say, reborn. This very briefly summarizes the teaching, and we shouldn't also be misled by words. We speak of the consciousness coming and going. We even speak of it passing from one body to another. But there's no real coming, no real going of consciousness. It doesn't occupy space in a literal sense, so it cannot enter a body. Mind and body, we may say, are coordinate. They're like the two ends of a stick. You grasp one, the other automatically follows.